Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program on this Wednesday, May 9th, 2012. Looking at the Bluefield Daily Telegraph. Bluefield Daily Telegraph, and the article is written by Kate Toil. What is especially unique to this is the fact that I lived in Narrows, Virginia. I went to the Giles County School. That's where I graduated high school from. And so a federal court judge ordered mediation Monday for the parties involved in a lawsuit about whether the Ten Commandments can be displayed at a Giles County high school. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Urbanski with U.S. District Court in Roanoke ordered the Giles County School Board and the unnamed student and parent into mediation to see if a compromise can be reached over the display of the biblical texts. The Liberty Council, which is representing the Giles County School Board, and the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia, which is representing the unidentified student parents, will meet with a magistrate judge during the mediation period. If no decision is made during mediation, the case will return to court. Matt Staver, founder of the Liberty Council, said Urbanski indicated a compromise could be made where the first four Ten Commandments were left off the display, while the first four commandments contain religious references, the final six, including prohibitions against murder, adultery, lying, and theft, would remain. No date has been set on the mediation yet, but it will be later, probably in June, Staver said. If there is no resolution, the court will have to make a ruling. Neither side had discussed mediation before today, so the judge for the first time recommended that it go to mediation before it goes to trial. Neither of us had a chance to talk to our clients about what will happen in mediation, and none of us have a demand as to the mediation. We should know sometime in June if the mediation was successful or not. The judge asked a question of the ACLU and later of me for the school board if we would be satisfied if only the last six of the Ten Commandments were displayed and not the first four. In other words, he wanted to know if we would edit our part of the Ten Commandments and if the ACLU would press for legal fees if that decision was made. Rebecca Glenberg, legal director of the ACLU of Virginia, said the two parties would meet at a later date to begin the mediation process. We did not expect a decision today. The judge ordered us to go into mediation. That means both sides will meet with a magistrate judge to help us make a compromise. The meeting is yet to be scheduled. It's unusual but unheard of. The judge thought it would be best for us to work together to make a compromise. He thought it would be beneficial to both parties involved. We will discover if a compromise is possible during mediation. We make our arguments, and the judge read everything and was very informed about the facts and the laws of the case. The judge asked a lot of questions on both sides and ultimately ruled for us to mediate. If we were unable to reach a compromise, then the judge will decide. In December 2011, Urbanski issued a protective order allowing the parent and student involved in the case to remain anonymous during the suit after the ACLU and the Liberty Council came to a mutual agreement. Glenberg said the protection was needed due to hostility toward our client in the community. As evidence, the ACLU presented several threatening messages toward the student and the parent left on internet forums and in phone calls to the ACLU offices. One online message said the parent and student should be shipped overseas to play in the sand with Al-Qaeda for a little while a person identified as Giles County Elementary School teacher sent a message to the Freedom From Religious Foundation reading, "You folks are allowing Satan to rule you." The Liberty Council denied threats had been made to the parents and students involved in the suit since they had not been publicly identified. In November 2011, Urbanski threw out two motions made by the Liberty Council on behalf of the Giles County School Board, asking the suit against the county school system to be dismissed. The Liberty Council made the argument that the school board was not responsible for the display since it was funded and hung by private citizens. The suit was initially brought in September 2011 by the ACLU of Virginia on behalf of the unnamed Narrows High School student and the student parents. The suit came after a six-month-long controversy over hanging the biblical text in Giles County High School. A four-foot-tall display of the Ten Commandments was first hung on school walls following the Columbine school shooting in 1999. The display was taken down in December 2010 by school officials after receiving complaints and replaced with a copy of the Declaration of Independence. All right, let's pause and talk about this. All right, what are we to make of this? How should we think about this if we are Bible-believing Christians? Should we go, yeah, that seems like a reasonable compromise? Should we insist that all 10 stay up on the wall? I mean, where should we go with this with regard to what should be happening in the Giles County school system? Well, let's talk about it. If, in fact, we remove Commandments 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we only post Commandments 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, why post them? All right, let's go over them. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't I covet? What's wrong with coveting? What's wrong with coveting? Why shouldn't I steal? Why shouldn't I commit adultery? I mean, why not? I mean, if there isn't anything before these six commandments, if there isn't a commandment 1 and a commandment 2, a commandment 3, a commandment 4, well, what are in those commandments? Well, let's look at the Bible text. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I am the Lord thy God. If there is no God, then these commandments, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, are in fact unbinding. Nice ideas. I mean, who are you to tell me that is wrong to steal? You don't have any right to tell me it's wrong to steal, but based on what authority? See, for me, the authority is the fact that God says, I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God. I am the one that created you. If you do not subscribe to God as a creator, then by what authority are you superimposing standards upon others? The authority of the king? The authority of the government? Is that what it is? By what authority? By what authority should I honor my mother and father? By what authority should I not kill? By what authority should I not commit adultery? By what authority should I not steal? By what authority should I not bear false witness? By what authority should I not covet? That's what we need to discuss. For example, why would a society, let's just do it from a societal perspective, why would a federal government or a state government or a local magistrate care whether a son or daughter honors their father or mother? Honor is respect. Honor is take care of. Honor is to show reverence toward the mother and father that brought you into this world. So if we were just going to do it from a pragmatic perspective, well, that commandment would go away. And then how about the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery? Well, wait a minute, that's if two consenting adults want to engage in sexual relationships, what does the federal government care about that? What does the state government care about that? What does the local magistrate care about that? So there would be no reason for that commandment to hang. Now, obviously, the commandment of thou shalt not kill, perhaps that would be a commandment that the federal government and the state government and the local magistrate would keep in place. And, of course, the commandment not to steal, I mean, the federal government would not want you stealing from it, so then it would impose that as a standard. So, yes, we are not to kill and we are not to steal. And then thou shalt not bear false witness. Well, when you're on a stand and you're needing to find justice because of killing or stealing, then I guess we could say that that would be a standard. So basically, we went from six commandments down to three commandments because there's no reason for the federal government to care about coveting. I mean, I should be able to covet as much as I want as long as it doesn't lead toward stealing or murder. So So there's no reason to go with six commandments if you're going to go with a pragmatic perspective. If you're going to eliminate, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If we're going to eliminate commandment 1, 2, 3, and 4, let's go ahead and eliminate commandment 6, honor thy father and thy mother, or 5 rather, 6 commandments. Let's go ahead and eliminate that one. What else would we eliminate? Let's go ahead and eliminate bearing false witness unless you're on a stand. Let's eliminate coveting unless you're on a stand. See, what people fail to understand is that if there is no God, then there should not be an overarching moral standard whereby all people are expected to live unto. See, what is the big deal, Pastor Sean? Well, the big deal is this. If you get rid of the Ten Commandments, what happens to the gospel? Well, Paul said that the law is a schoolmaster showing me how much I need a Savior. So the truth of the matter is, this is a gospel issue. And every time these commandments are hung anywhere, they are a constant source of memory, a reminder that I am expected to live up to a moral code. A moral code. A moral code. And if I don't live up to that moral code, I will be punished. And so I know I'm not living up to it. And so therefore, I run to the gospel as my only source of deliverance. What do you think? Send me your thoughts at pastor@bbc@gmail.com. So it's pastoratbbc@gmail.com. Did you see us on CNN last night? We made the CNN News, Anderson Cooper Show. I'm sure you can find it on the web as well if you haven't checked that out. We've got our response to CNN uploaded on Sermon Audio as well. My entire interview with David Mattingly is there as well. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.